You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show. Just a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to be sitting here keeping you going through the rain and everything else that's happening today until 10 o'clock this morning. Great to be with you. I'm Jerry D, and it is October the 31st. It is Tuesday, and we're taking a look at a couple of people who got a birthday today. Starting off in the year 1828, Sir Joseph Swan. Now, he was a British physicist and a chemist, most famous for inventing an incandescent light bulb. Galileo Ferraris, born on this day, 1847. He was an Italian physicist and an electrical engineer, one of the pioneers of AC power system and the inventor of induction motors. So there we go. A couple there intrinsically linked, I would say.
Come on, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Time, love.
There we go. Bring us in this morning, Mr. Stevie Wonder and Part-Time Lover. And that was released as the first single. That was from his, what is it, his 20th, believe it or not, studio album. It's called In Square Circle. 1985 was when it released. Got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 R&B, dance and adult contemporary charts. Oh, did well, didn't he? Becoming Stevie Wonder's final number one hit, believe it or not, to date. Right, time on the breakfast show, 7. That's after the hour of 7. Collins, and that is great one. I haven't played that for a long time. Something happened on the way. Yes, it's Halloween. What do you expect? On the way to heaven. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 26 and a half minutes after 7. So if you look down to the studio window yet, it is a rainy, happy to say a rainy Tuesday morning. We desperately need that rain, don't we? Katie Tunstall's next.
Locked inside your head, do you realize the things you said never made sense? We can sit here and lie, but we don't know the half of it in your defense. We've been talking a while, and it seems to me each time you smile, lights are coming on. But they don't burn too strong, and they won't stay for long, and then
there we go. It's called Funny Man, Katie Tunstall. You say, well, it used to be. Those days are gone. It is, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of taken a little bit of a back step, hasn't it, Halloween this year, because of everything else that's going on in the streets. But I can tell you, we have got two in a row for you this morning in the shower. It's going to be a long shower. But of course, it will be fun as well, won't it? Time, by the way, almost, well, it is exactly 15 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Here's one of two.
Call. Ghostbusters! An invisible man
A little bit of fun in the shower this morning. We started off, of course, with Ghostbusters. 1985 was when that came out. And that was, of course, a remix. It was the Steve Aoki Midnight Hour remix. Remix of Thriller here on this morning's show. We're 23 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM. The Horror Pops and Walk Like a Zombie. Well, tell you, when you get to my age, is there any other way? Just getting out of a chair, you're like, you're listening to The Breakfast Show.
When he opens the door, says I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in. Yeah. something you said, a gentle touch of your hand tells me you understand. He's a man and a man has to try. Let him run, let him fall, let him cry. His world won't fall apart if you take him into your heart.
The Love of Him is what that is called, and it comes from Bobby Martin. Time, we're at the bottom of the hour, and I guess we'll just do this quickly.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, there we go. That's an emotion and obsession. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 and a half minutes right now. That is as we make our way up to 8 o'clock. Local news for you. Don't forget at the top of the hour. And right, let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Also, good morning to Mary Lou. And but first of all, let's stay over there in Athens. And it's, yes, there's a picture of two dogs. One of them seems quite happy, and the other one is saying, oh, no, not again. Yes, they're all wearing their Halloween costumes. Good morning! Happy Halloween. Well, I'm officially carless as of this morning. My lease was up today, and today is Rick's last day of work here on the Greek project. Movers are coming on Thursday. Wow. Yep, they're leaving. Anybody got a job? No, Rick's very good, you know. And I tell you what, there's a picture also here of Renee. I tell you what, that picture, you just had a facelift, or is that... No, it's quite scary, really. This is how I feel about leaving Greece. That's a brilliant picture. Anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Of course we can. It's Meatloaf. Bat Outta Hell.
out with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. There's always gonna be some laughs, but I gotta get out, I gotta freak it out now before the final cracker is gone. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. But like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone.
And there we go. Yes, Meatloaf and a Bat Out of Hell. That's going to Athens in Greece to Renee and Rick this morning. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little note, and she says, good day to everybody. Could you please play Meeting the Master from Greta Van Fleet? Well, that's exactly what we're doing. There we go. That is Greta Van Fleet going out for Mary Lou this morning. Hope everybody's going to have a nice spooky night tonight. You are keeping eye on the time. We are 6 minutes. And what is that before? That's before the hour of 8 o'clock for an 89.3 Call FM. All being well, we'll see how it works out with the weather and the situation on the streets. But in the next hour, hopefully around about 8:25, 8:30, we'll be joined by Idania Dalman. Let's say we'll have to see how the weather works out. It's pouring with rain over here at the moment. And what is happening on the streets as well. Coming off of the new album, Hackney Diamonds, that's the Rolling Stones. By my head off now! I tell you what, we're 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. Taking us there, I think we'll have this one. Lowdown from Boss Gags.
Talking out loud, saying he bought us this. have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad statue, the dirty Lord down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
There we go, yes, Bo Scaggs and a Lowdown bring us right up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's morning radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And absolutely, and we're still to come on this morning's program. We're going to say a couple of pieces of music, then we'll check in as we do with Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Our special guest in this hour, Dania Dalman, she's with us here in the studio, and we'll be chatting with her and having a bit of fun as well, I think.
Reflected in your eyes, I wonder where you are.
I tell you what, there's one we haven't played. I don't know whether we played this one at all by Procol Harum. It's Robert's Box. As I was rummaging, as I do, through my music the other day, I came across that and said, let's give that one a spin. And of course, before that, can't forsake the Moody Blues, can you? And Your Wildest Dreams. That was on the Blue Jays album, which was Justin Hayward and John Lodge, when they were taking a break from being together. Right, if you keep an eye on the time, 20 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock, and I think, well, let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? She should be there somewhere. Spooky.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's happy Halloween. Happy Samhain, the Celtic roots of Halloween. Yes, today is October 31st, that wonderful day where we all dress up, go outside and act really stupid and get bags and bags of candy. Yes, indeed. Well, I don't know that we'll be doing a lot of that today. A lot depends on how much of the traffic is still being blocked by the protesters. But what is Samhain, Halloween? Samhain is the division between this world and the other world, as it's the thinnest, yes, the thinnest veil, allowing spirits to pass through. The family ancestors were honored and invited home, whilst harmful spirits were warded off. People wore costumes and masks to disguise themselves as harmful spirits and thus avoid harm. Yeah, well, I was going to wear a shark costume, so I don't think that's going to have a problem up here. There are no sharks up here in El Valle. And Chelsea's going to wear a shark costume. We have the house, the haunted house of El Valle. Door ready tonight for Beggar's Night. Beggar's Night. A lot of people don't know what Beggar's Night is. Beggar's Night is when your kids get dressed up, you know, in some kind of costume. Hopefully they made it themselves. Or if you have to, go to El Machetazo or some of these other places and buy yourself a costume. You come around and you say, trick or treat, spell my feet. I will protest at your feet. Sorry. No, they will. They will. They really will. And then you have to give them some candy. Well, if you've been shopping in El Valle, you know that candy bags don't come like with Hershey's chocolate and things like that. They come with these, I don't know, indescript lollipops that look kind of creepy and stuff. They are kind of creepy, that's true. And you just don't know what kind of things are in those bags. So I got a little mixture of both. Hopefully we'll have plenty this year. Last year we had a great time. Looking forward to taking some pictures and sharing them with people from the Tower of Terror in El Valle. Yeah, we're going to turn the house doors for the Halloween scary part at after dark. Okay, you guys be careful between that thin veil of earthly worlds and non-earthly worlds until tomorrow, if you make it. Back to you in the studio! Happy Halloween!
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. Sure, your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
There we go. A classic poll. That's for a natural fact that was asked for by Paul Dixon over there in South London. South London over there in United Kingdom. Thanks, Paul. Time on the Breakfast Show. Good time to get ready for our guests for this morning. Here must be good. That's all I can say.
Definitely. That's your coffee, dear.
Danya Dowman with us here in the Breakfast Show studio. It's so nice. I mean, you've been here a couple of times already, but yeah. We've been trying to sort of fish you in.
Yours is not easy, I know.
Antonio at the restaurant where you were the other day, he got in touch with me and said, Jerry, he said, I'd like to invite you. We've got a special event tonight for Idania's, her birthday.
Yes, that was a surprise. Because everything they just told me is Idania just will be a night.
Uh-huh.
A night.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, night. No problem. Then they said, Idania, we have a dress for you. I said, a dress?
Yes, because we know that you're Aldes Nudo.
Oh, yes. That's my personality. I said, a dress? Are you sure? Yes. When I went to pick up the dress, the dress. I said, something's going on here. You see, it's just a birthday gift. I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. But when I reached that evening to the restaurant, Saloto,
mm-hmm.
and I saw all that people who was friend of mine,
uh-huh.
and fans too, and that was full up the place. Everybody said, happy birthday! I almost run! That was so beautiful. That was a beautiful
moment. I'm so sorry I missed it. So that's why I said to yes, because we've got to get it done.
But we are celebrating here with
you. Of course we are.
And he gave me a gift.
I did.
Yes, he did.
A bikini?
So we have to wait until summer to use.
I think summer's just finished, actually.
Well, we don't know. The climate is so messed up that we don't know.
Now tell me, because, I mean, you know, one of the things, I mean, we're playing Gloria Gaynor there in the background for the moment, because, I mean, I'd always known you. I'd seen you open for the likes of Kenny G and seen you doing, you know, and your jazz and your soul. But then you went and you opened for Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
And I saw a completely different Idania Dowman.
Totally complete.
And so impressed.
It's just that was for me an honor because I'm a fan of Gloria Gaynor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was for me something huge to open her concert mm-hmm. here in Panama. And for me, it's something that I will never, never, never forget.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Definitely.
I mean, for me, it was great. I mean, I'd never seen Gloria Gaynor before. And,
she's cute. She just like, you know, so delicate,
mm-hmm,
and you know, I grew up listening to her and singing her songs, and then suddenly I'm face to face with her.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That was so great.
Mm. And we've lost a great one, Aretha Franklin. I mean, God bless. She was incredible, wasn't she? So yeah, that's it. So I mean, your repertoire is incredibly diverse. And I mean, is this intentional? Or is it? Oh well, you know, I'll just go. Oh yeah, I can sing that.
Well, I listen to so many groups, with all the respect, all deserved, and I say like, is like listening a disc or a record, but nobody do shows.
Right.
It's not easy to make shows. And then, thanks God, my age gave me the honor to be before, through, and then now. And so I can talk to you about things from yesterday, talk to you about transitions, and talk to you about what's going on now in a very clear way. And then that helped me to just say, like, you know, this song, I know people love to hear it. Because I hear people say, oh, this song, nobody's singing, this does. And I say, if people express that, it's because those songs give them some emotions.
Absolutely.
And we are like that. We are emotions.
Well, we were just saying, because, as I say, you know, I don't play an instrument, sadly, and I don't sing. If somebody suggests karaoke, I go in a completely different direction and keep away from that.
Exactly.
But music has been a big part of my life. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it we is. Make music to listen to.
Exactly.
And over the years, and, you know, there's a picture of me here in the studio back in 1968, and I feel so privileged to have been around in that era. I mean, you mentioned soul. I mean, we had people, Otis Redding, we had Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, these great artists, as well as the normal sort of mainstream pop. Soul was really coming up there. In actual fact, a friend of mine on the radio, Barry Thurman, he did a soul program. We were hanging around all the time. But everything we listen to, especially as we grow up and we go through different events in our lives, the music is playing a part.
Exactly.
That little piece of time is in that piece of music.
That's correct.
And, you know, sometimes I hear something, say, oh, gosh, yes, you know, everyone's going to love this. And I said, well, they've never heard it before. You know, so what I feel for it emotionally is not going to be in it when they listen to it. And also, I mean, do you think that music has sort of come right through, but I think from the sort of 60s, 70s sort of onwards, music that was played then, you can play now and it's still fresh.
Forever.
Exactly.
Forever. Forever. And you know what give me the world, like, you going right, is because I grew up listening to my father.
Oh, right. Okay.
You remember my father used to be a calypsonian, one of the good singers here in Panama. And then he always was saying to me, if you're going to be in the music business, always put your feet on people's shoes, what they would like to hear, what they would like to see. And then that's how I grew up. And then I start to hear, listening people saying this song, that song, I start to write it. Okay. And I hear that nobody played them. Because, first of all, there are songs that are not easy to play.
Right.
You have to study them. And then, these days, people don't want to be studying that much just like that. They want things, popular things, and that is that keeps going easy. But these songs, they mark generations.
Sure, absolutely.
Generations and people, when they just say, what is she singing? Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. They say, and then that's what gives me satisfaction, because the public comes to me and say, Daniel, thank you. You don't know what you did to me tonight with this song. I say, see, this is what I have to do. This is my line. I love see people smiling, talking, like, oh, you remember this? Oh, my God, my mom killed me when I went to this dance. And stuff like that. And that's what we need to keep on.
Absolutely.
Because now society, Gary, is too cold. Too cold. And we need to go back to be more human.
But, I mean, do you feel, I mean, so many things have happened. I mean, now, funny enough, I was watching YouTube for some strange reason. I came across this little gem. It was about England in 1958, which was not long after the war, and the kids. Now, I was born in 1949.
You're young. You're still young.
I wouldn't know. I've broken every mirror in the house. but... I looked at and I suddenly, because 1958, I was 9 years of age, and there were kids there, 9, 10, whatever.
Yes.
And I'd forgotten what it was there then, because they were making little carts to run around on with old bicycle wheels.
Exactly.
And whatever. And that's what we used to do, and we used to hang around, and we used to play together and whatever. And now, what do kids do? I mean, they just wear their two thumbs
in their
out,
own
play, you know.
Little world.
Mm.
See, that's why I love to...
They become insular.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I just love to talk with teenagers, kids, because they need our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look for their own, because we don't have the time to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks God, again, I keep saying always thanks God, I had the opportunity to talk with them, some much of them, and they tell me, no, because I never hear that. My father never showed me this. I said, no. Okay. I remember this, Gary, a little girl. And she said, I guess I saw you before somewhere. I said, supermarket. I said, I cannot imagine where. He said, oh. You on the TV, you sing. I say, yes, I do sing. And we start to talk. And then she say, well, I don't like jazz because jazz make me sleep. I say, okay, make you sleep. But what do you know about jazz? See, listen what is playing here in the supermarket. Nee, 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 nee. Yeah. I say, but there are some mothers' rhythms in jazz.
Of course.
She said...
But jazz is so diverse, isn't it?
Exactly. And she said, like, nah. I said, well, I'm going to do something. Go this Friday when the Danilo Jazz Club was open.
Uh-huh.
I said, go to this place. I will... Give me your name. If you are with somebody else, I will leave it open. I will cover your entrance and uh-huh. whoever go with you. And I'm going to show you what jazz is. Not only what you're listening. She's mm-hmm. like, and she went. She went. I had to pay for three people. I don't care. But was fair. You know, when she came, she was dancing and singing. She said, whoa. When I finished my show, that girl jumped on me. She said, are you sure this is jazz? I said, all what a song is mm. jazz. That's why I told you that you don't know all about jazz. See, I love jazz now. I love it. Well, start to just get into and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, she incurs in it. And she knows about jazz. She loves everything. She goes to the Danilo's Jazz, Danilo Festival, jazz every year. And she always say, Daniel, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know what we can say? What a wonderful world.
Yeah.
I see trees of green. Red roses.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, see? I love that version. Do you know the story of that version, Gary?
No, come on, tell me.
Okay.
Because I love the Beaches. And the Beaches,
they
the Beaches.
Are masters.
Hmm.
And then they used to be my father's friends, too. And sometimes I helped them when they need a female singer with mm-hmm. them. And mm-hmm. I am the one who go. But I start to sing at the Danilo's Jazz Club, What a Wonderful World, in a classic way. And then uh-huh. I change it at a calypso. Mm-hmm. And Billy Heron, he said, Idania, what did you do? I said, well, he's dead, so he cannot do nothing to me. And he said, Idania, no, that's good. I said, yes, that's what it is. And he liked it. And once, when I was sharing with the Beaches, and I said to Mr. Gallimore, the director, I said, Gallimore, would you like to do any calypso? He said, really? I said, yes. Nada. I told him, he said, let's get on. I love him because he liked a challenge.
Uh-huh.
And since then, Gidania, What a Wonderful World. Let's play What a Wonderful World. And Billy said, Dania, you know what? Let's record it. I said, really? Yes, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the story of that version of What mm-hmm. a Wonderful
mm-hmm.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
He's quite something else, isn't he, Billy? He's so much energy.
He loved music and he liked to share and
mm-hmm.
support
mm-hmm.
because he support a lot about activities and these kind of things with music and admiring
mm-hmm.
because that and the beautiful person he is too. And I said, don't stop doing what you're doing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, because we need people like this to keep good things going on.
Yeah. I remember I went to he had an event not so long ago. It was at the Union Club.
Yeah.
And that was great fun. And he introduced me to his father. What a lovely man
yes,
he is as well.
Yes, you know. He is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. So that was the story of that version. And people accept it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
He's listening in the radio. So I feel like I was in a taxi, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly that song pop up.
Uh-huh.
And I said, like, in the taxi's driver was, oh, la, cha, 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 cha. I like that song, you know, ma'am. I said, oh, really, you do? Yes, that's good. That's a good swing. Bye, 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 bye. And I was smiling. I said, oh, my God, that's so cool. We never knew that the singer was in his taxi. But that was so good to hear that people accepted and they enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And let's have a good morning. Rosita drops a line. Good morning to the best in the worst. I love that lady. Please send her my hugs to her, to you and the crew. Love you guys. Awesome music always. What a Wonderful World.
Oh,
says.
Yes.
So thank you for that, Rosita.
Thank you. Regards and all my love.
So anyway, we're going to take another piece of music from Idania.
Thank you.
Naked.
Yes.
Llegué del calor y el tráfico, morena piel de mi cuerpo y mi sonrisa una rosa abierta para ti, la miel de los años han sido. Suaves caricias yo y miro y río mientras vivo y canto.
Y vivo cantándote mi
10 en 10. Mis pasos van amando y cantando cada día como hoy. Y al desnudo te brindo mi alma, al desnudo suave vestido en terciopelo, al desnudo mis ganas te entrego en cada noche.
There we go, that's Al Desnudo, and, whoa, one minute you can't get her, the next minute you can't get rid of her.
That's me!
But tell us about, because that's the title track off of the album.
Yeah.
Tell us what was behind the album when you did that.
Okay, that Al Desnudo, or All Up Next Ways, is because that's how I feel when I'm in a stage for the public, mm-hmm. up to my shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I just give myself to everybody. The Idania you see in the stage, that's the Idania you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And every time I'm in a stage, even it is just one person sitting listening, for me is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the moment to give somebody emotions, mm-hmm. but good emotions,
mm-hmm.
positivism, and all I can give,
mm-hmm.
is music. That's what it's about. So it's like that song I wrote is saying that I give thanks to everybody, to each one who's been with me since, mm-hmm. and now and tomorrow too,
uh-huh.
and because they love, they gave me. So that's my way to say thank you, to be supporting me. Thank you to be enjoying the magic of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be grateful because the public is to keep you on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel sort of really quite envious of people that can play a musical instrument. And people that can sing, you know, like yourself. Because, I mean, for me, I guess my emotion in music comes out in what I play. Most pieces of music I play have got something to do with me. But the ability, if you like, it's a magic when you see somebody up there singing and thousands of people just, oh, Idania, never mind, Gloria Gaynor. Because you were telling me, everyone wanted you to say, did Gloria Gaynor realize she was opening for you?
Oh my God, that was a beautiful moment, you know, but I was scared. I was scared. Because I singing this song, you know, opening Gloria Gaynor, for me was huge to open her concert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when I say, okay, people, I say goodbye, we say goodbye because their queen is coming, people say, I will survive! I said, no. Sing, I will survive! I said, please don't say it again!
So anyway, I guess by the time you finished, Gloria Gaynor had nothing left to sing, so she probably would have sung Al Desnudo.
Well, I was so scared because, oh, Lord, this woman is going to sue me. But no, she's kind of beautiful person because she was listening.
Mm-hmm.
And she came and she said, pulled the finger on me, said, like, come in behind the stage.
I'd like you to speak to my lawyer.
Oh, Lord. I said, no. I said, I was ready to tell her, look, successes are to singing. Of course, not imitating, but it's good to sing when somebody sing your songs because it's good.
Sure.
But that wasn't necessary. She called me just to say thank you because that means I honor her doing in a right way her song, her success.
Right. Right.
And that was beautiful. And I feel so honored that Gloria Gaynor told me that.
And you were on a high because I can remember when you'd finished, you coming down, down through the audience.
Yes, I was like, I said, yes! Well, that was a beautiful moment, and something that I have is just, we the artists, Gary, in the moment we're on the stage, we're magic.
Right.
For the public, for people.
Mm, of course.
But when the stage is over, you are like the rest of the people.
No, you know, that's very important because, like I said, you see some of these artists, they go out there. They've got thousands or sometimes tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
But when they finished, it's over.
It's over.
They go back and they're in the hotel room or whatever and there's nothing. That must be a horrendous letdown. That must be a sort of deflation. From being up there on the stage with all those people.
Well, maybe, well, that depends. Everybody, each one philosophy, because I've seen artists in high level that everybody doesn't know that they are, but they go through the people and they enjoy their way, but then they run away, but because they like to share the energy of the people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy being through people as I do.
Mm-hmm.
People say, Dania, but you... I say, I don't care. That's my moment to share as a person, like you and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come to me and hug me and ask me for a picture or autograph, that for me is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Because that means I'm doing well.
This is the downside of radio. I don't get hugged.
I will give you a hug.
And somebody said to me about, you know, because you're on the radio, so you're well, so, you know, you don't, you know, people don't know me. They don't, because they don't see me.
No, but
the thing that I said, I don't want it to change.
When I met you in person, I remember I told you, I'm your fan. I said to him, I'm your fan. He said, no, I am your fan. I said, okay, we fan each other.
But I don't want it because, you know, you hear about these people, they get mobbed. And I thought the last thing I want is to go to Super 99 and be confronted with a load of jubiladas. You know.
You know, once I had to sing in a supermarket, you know, when I went to I will not tell the name of the supermarket. And this lady said, you're not the one who sings jazz. I said, yes. Oh, I love how you sing Historia de un Amor. That was wonderful. I said, she said, come. This is the artist who's... Oh, Lord. They all came in the supermarket, got stuck up. And I said, I was okay. I was giving out. Oh, sing it. And can you imagine that singing Historia de un Amor in the supermarket? With no microphone, no nothing. And people were singing with me. And when I finished, I said, this is beautiful.
And then they turned around and said, I'm sorry, I thought it was Gloria Gaynor. And on that note,
but I gave a singing story no more. I don't think so.
Anyway, look, Idana, it's been great having you with us.
Me too.
At last. So glad you could. We always have a good time here on the Breakfast Show, and Just very quickly, what's next for you? What are you going to be doing next?
Well, I have traveling. I have a big project coming.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be next year.
Mm-hmm.
I will be maybe out for a few months.
Oh.
And I have to represent Panama, and then November in Trinidad and Tobago, and that's huge for me too. Every
mm-hmm.
time I
mm-hmm.
go to represent my
wow.
country,
mm-hmm.
and I just making some other records.
Mm-hmm.
You all know
mm-hmm.
that. I take my time, but when I come, I come.
Uh-huh.
And a few things are coming.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And
good.
And I have something cooking with Mr. Kapi, he's
mm-hmm.
the director of Taboo Combo.
Okay.
And he's trying to do something just him and myself because he likes jazz.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we become very good friends, and that's what we're studying, that's what we are working on. So there are little nice
excellent.
Things coming up.
Well, make sure you come back and tell us
of
about
course,
it.
Of course, Gary.
You know, and, you know, when you're doing it, come back and tell us. You know, don't let me chase you for another, 10 years.
You will be the first one.
It's Daniel Dahlman with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Great fun. What a lovely lady.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Started off with Billy Squire and Rock Me Tonight. This last one, it comes from The Farm and is called All Together. And time-wise, I tell you what, we're 23 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. And still to come, we're going to take one more piece of music, then we're going to check in with Yasmin and see what's happening, and also see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. The band call themselves Sweet, and the song was Ballroom Blitz. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time to say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
She's a happy Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Isn't
fun.
Idania is happy, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
She's a happy person.
Yes, very good vibes. I love her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
Everybody loves her.
Little ball of fun.
Yes.
Hey, how did it go yesterday? Because it was Ian's birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was fine. My sister arrived and mm-hmm. his father arrived. So we were there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
So, 18. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, wish I was 18 again.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I wouldn't mind being... I mean, The thing is, I mean, we talk about, I think the thing is, you know, we've all done it, haven't we? We've done whatever it is we're going to do at mm-hmm. that stage in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that is important that you can look back on it and say, well, I had fun mm-hmm. and everything was fine.
But where were you at your 80s? You were at the
when
Air
I was,
Force, right?
When I was 18.
Uh-huh.
18, well, that picture on the wall is just about right.
Which one?
Both of them. That one over there and that one over there.
Ah,
in the studio
okay.
in Sharjah. Yeah. Doing radio. Mm, so,
okay. Oh, yeah. That
so
was cool.
This is what I was doing at that time in my life. So, yeah. And I was in the Air Force until I was 23.
Ah, okay.
And that was it. Then I came out and rest is history. Mm-hmm. But I've been lucky. I mean, I think, you know, that's something which plays such an important part of our life, being in the right place at the right time or as some little decision you might make,
mm-hmm.
Which at the time doesn't seem anything, but ends up to be very important. So,
yeah.
You know, I think the thing to do is if something is there and you're not sure, try it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's better to try it and say, well, I tried it and it didn't work, or to find out you said, I didn't try it, and nothing, mm-hmm. and I should have done, you know.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what we do in life. Some yeah. good decisions, some bad decisions.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it then. There's our little lecture for this morning. Shall we go now? So what have you, and, well, is it just work for you today, or?
Yeah, just work today.
Because mm-hmm. there's not much happening because we still got the issue with the mm-hmm. on the streets.
Yes,
you know, so that's.
Yeah, and I got also an information. They said a traficologo on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They said today it's gonna be closed. Well, already at 9.
Mm.
Corredor Sur at Llano Bonito. Puente Centenario in Burunga
mm-hmm.
until Merca Panama, which
mm-hmm.
is the big market.
Mm-hmm.
Asamblea, Plaza Cinco de Mayo, Puente del Río de Pacora. Pacora is always closed.
Mm-hmm.
Vía Interamericana en Oriente, Chiricano, Santiago. All these places are going to be closed
so
or are closed already.
It's mm-hmm. not eating up at all, then, really, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel that Corridor Sur. I mean, I have an issue with that because that is when people need to get to the airport.
Yes, that's the other thing.
You know, I mm-hmm. think that's a little bit unfair. I think it's very unfair. I mean,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people now are starting to say, hey, enough's enough. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't do us any good when we've got people trying to get to the airport because they've got a flight to make
mm-hmm.
and they're going to cost them hundreds of dollars. I think the route to the airport should be sacred.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, but do you know my friend that was here from Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm.
She went to the airport by metro, and she said it was perfect.
Ah, okay, of course. We have
mm-hmm.
that option now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah.
I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, metro.
Mm-hmm. But it's always important to check out the schedule of the metro,
mm-hmm.
because they now have different schedules, too. So, yeah.
So, I guess you could get that from the likes of Air España or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
then you have to change, don't you?
Yes.
Just the little run into the airport. But yeah, oh good. Oh, yeah, of course, that's up and running, which
mm-hmm.
is great.
Yes.
All right. So okay, there is an avenue
mm-hmm.
To
exactly.
do that. And also, you mentioned earlier the no parades.
No.
On the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to see what happens on the 10th and 28th.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think this needs to be brought to an end. I was sort of, I mean, I don't know whose fault it is, but I was reading about, I mean, the actual repercussions from the cancellation, which I think we're all agreed
mm-hmm.
with this, but the implications of that
mm-hmm.
are not going to be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be sued probably by Minera Panama, the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is up to the lawyers, but this is what I'm saying, what the threats seem to be right now. There will be people unemployed
mm-hmm.
because of its closure. So it's not all going to be sweet and, oh, didn't we do well? We got it cancelled. Yes, it is going to be, you know, we get it cancelled, but there will be repercussions. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I think, because we say, apparently it took the Supreme Court something like 10 years to make the original contract unconstitutional. So I don't know. It is such a mess.
Yes.
That it should never really have happened in the first place.
Exactly.
But now we've got to we've got to clear up the mess. Anyway,
yes.
You know, I think our country is a beautiful little place. We could make Mother Earth is very good at repairing herself. And they're saying about, oh well, you know, you've got to completely reforestation and whatever all this area. But won't nature do that on its own? You know?
I don't know. What I've heard is all the contamination of the chemicals they're going to use. And also it's going to bring toxic things to the water. And, you know, it's a lot of things. And also these chemicals can bring cancer to the people who live there. So it's a lot of issues,
yeah,
you know.
A lot of issues. But well, protect that. You know what to do, just fill it with water and let the canal use it. But you know what I do find frightening is, can you imagine what that is going to be like after 40 years?
Exactly.
With all that extraction. I mean, I can't get my head around the quantities. They're huge.
Exactly. It's crazy.
So, anyway, that's not your problem or my problem. We'll just sit back and watch. Keep your head down.
And play music.
And sing. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Yeah. So, I'm going to stick that one out. Anyway, who we got for music in this day?
The first one is Ross Ballard. He was born in 1947, singer, songwriter, and musician from English rock band Urgent, who had the 1972 UK number 5 single, Hold Your Head Up. And the hit, God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Now I can hold my head up. I guess singing all about a neck brace. Hold your head up. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And just here chatting. I've got a, because you know our friends over in the UK, in London, Maria and Paul Dixon. Maria sent me a link to a video this morning. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I was just looking at a little bit of it. It's about nearly 9 minutes long, but it's all to do with what's happening here in Panama. It says Panama explodes in protest against Canadian copper mine. When you see that picture of it from the air, it says it's a massive land concession, almost the size of the city of Miami. So, yeah, so it's out there. It's big news. It's not just happening here.
And that's horrible.
So anyway, today and tomorrow, I would say, let's see.
I have to ask Andres if he can make it.
Okay. And what's that? On Thursday, we're playing very smooth music.
Oh, yes.
Is that All Souls Day, I think, isn't it? So it's going to be a nice difference. Some instrumentals and some ballads. And just to get everybody calmed down. Never lose your sense of humour.
Exactly.
And yeah, bring Idania back.
Exactly. Or be like Idania. But, you know, she reminds me of Anita.
Yeah, in a way she does, doesn't she?
If you're listening, Anita.
Type of personality as well, yeah.
You both have the same vibe.
Don't let them meet. Don't let them meet. It'd be like splitting the atom. You know.
Or imagine if she will be with Ingrid.
Oh, can you imagine the three of them together?
That's
going
to be crazy, yeah.
That would be... atomic fusion,
but so much fun.
So, yeah, that's what we should be doing. We should be looking on the bright side. Always look on the bright side.
Oh, yes, you should play that one at the end of the show.
I did used to have it because it was one of those songs that I used to play it quite a lot because. We need to do that.
Exactly.
Hello, goodbye. This is a good lady. She's like, you going to work?
No.
God bless. Always look on the bright side of life.
That's a very nice one.
I'll have to put it back on there. So it'll cheer us up, won't it?
I shall use it for my playlist when I'm running.
When you're running?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, why run? I mean, do you think the song's going to help? Or?
Oh, yes, of course. It will bring me good vibes.
Good vibes, I had that T-shirt on yesterday, you know. Yeah, good vibes.
Oh, yes.
The one you bought me, good vibes. who else have we got then?
Okay, the next one is Bernard Edwards. He was born in 1952. Producer and member of Chic. 1978 UK number seven single Le Freak, produced ABC, Power Station and Rod Stewart.
Chic, remember that?
Sure they can be done. Young and old.
There we go. Cheek, I like that one.
Oh, yes.
Disco time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'd be happy to know. I found it.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Repeat it. And always look on the bright side of life. Be-dum, 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 be-dum. Always look on the bright side of life. That's enough.
Aww.
Chic. Oh, sorry, I thought you were starting the song again. I'm going to keep that there, and I can play it anytime whenever we're feeling miserable and down. Always on the bright.
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm. We love that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I should have played all of it, really, shouldn't I, really? So, from now, so what are you going to do from here?
I'm just going home.
Just going home, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all you can do, really.
Mm-hmm.
And are you having much problem with traffic around your way?
No. If I leave before 11,
mm-hmm.
it's perfect.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because here at Coco del Mar, they close at 11, I guess.
Yes. I don't know how this is going to end, really.
Yeah.
Because you were telling me, apparently, you said that the Tribunal Electoral,
mm-hmm.
they don't reckon we could do a referendum.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They told that yesterday, so I don't know.
So, and I mean, it's already into law, so I guess they've actually got to physically repeal the law,
mm-hmm.
which means it has to go to the legislative,
mm-hmm.
who go on holiday.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I know they've been called back for a couple of days, I think it's the first and the second,
mm.
to get these two current bills through, which is the one, the moratorium, mm-hmm. is going to be passed into law, and the other one is on the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to see. It's a mess, isn't it, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to bed when I finish this morning.
Now you have to play the song again.
Yeah, hang on. Yes. Here we go again, yes.
Things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you...
No, it's not working. Well, keep that there, though, I tell you. I think that's going to be played quite a lot, don't you? So, anyway, look, you take care.
Thank you very much. All right.
And I shall go off and... I've got nothing particular. I've got a meeting tomorrow night. I must remember to tell the good lady that. I've got a meeting here tomorrow night. Just a couple of people. Just going over some accounts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's it then. I mean, my life's not overly exciting at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got to get the parrot. That'll make things a bit more exciting. Wow, 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 wow. Anyway, I tell you what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to finish. We've got a request in, just came in. Cedric, you really must get up earlier in the morning. God bless.
Good morning.
And good morning. He says, good morning, Jerry. How about One Moment in Time by Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good one.
Enjoying the chat with Yasmin, he says.
Thank you.
Who's Yasmin? Always. Never mind. Yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with everybody at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. Okay, well, for you, Cedric, Whitney Houston.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain. The sweet, I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When my dreams are a heartbeat away, and the
tell you what, there's a song gives you goosebumps. Oh, Whitney Houston, One Moment in Time. And that was written by Albert Hammond, by the way, together with John Bettis, produced by narrator Michael Walden. And it was for the 1988 Summer Olympics, held in Seoul in South Korea. Released by Arista on the 27th of August in 1988. What a great song. Greatly missed as well, Whitney Houston. And that's it then. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Let's say a very big thank you to our guests this morning. Idania Dalman. Great to have her with us in the studio. What a little bundle of fire she is. And there we have to extinguish her. And also a big thanks to Intrepid Outdoor reporter Ingrid and the great fun she's having with Halloween. To our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin, doing all our background work, social media, etc., etc., bookings. So big thanks to Yasmin. Also a big thanks to our co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls from Grupo Grado keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's our midweek program already, Wednesday. And so we'll be back 7 o'clock in the morning. Please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, what do we say? Do it carefully. Why? Why do we say it? Well, so I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.